Chapter 16. When evening comes, you say, "It will be fair weather, for the sky is red." Verse 3. And in the morning, "Today it will be stormy, for the sky is red and overcast." You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. Verse 4. A wicked and adulterous generation looks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Be careful, be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. You of little faith, why are you talking among yourselves about having no bread? Verse 9. Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000? And how many basketfuls you gathered? Verse 10. Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000, and how many basketfuls you gathered? Verse 11. How is it you don't understand that I was not talking to you about bread? But be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Who do people say the Son of Man is? But what about you? Who do you say I am? Blessed are you, Simon son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. Verse 18. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Verse 19. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Verse, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Verse 25. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. Verse 26. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Verse 27. For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. Verse 28. I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.